During the Rejects week last week, listeners, you may recall that Laura was spotted
right, don't,
charming.
Right, don't tell that bit. I'll let me work my way into it.
Okay, then. Let me try a different tack. Laura, tell us a thing.
I will tell you a thing. So, I had a really important call for work.
No.
Alistair ruined it because had you not mentioned that bit, you'd have had no clue. Alistair, you need to work on your stand-up. Don't give the punchline away at the beginning.
I was trying to explain to the listeners where the continuity was.
You didn't need to. You could have explained it afterwards. Or lazy, edit it in. Right, anyway, so had a really important meeting. As you will all know, when you've seen me on a work day, make a little bit of effort, actually brush my hair, put some makeup on. This meeting, I had my ring light on because it was so serious. Get in there, pop the camera on, straight into a meeting with some really senior people we work with in Japan, some of whom I'd never met before. I'd only met one person at this meeting. Pop up on the screen, fucking mustache. Fucking mustache.
Did you notice straight away, or did you, like, is it 5 minutes in you went?
I noticed, and I quickly turned the camera off and I thought I've got away with it. Quickly did the filter. I came back on and they all went, oh, mustache. And I was like, shit. Oh, shit.
They laughed at you and pointed and said moustache.
Repeatedly. It wasn't just once. This went on.
Were you the only person from your workplace
yes.
on this call?
Yes.
And how many of them were there?
About eight.
And they all
one of whom
were
I had
from the
met
same
before.
Place?
Yeah. Mainly the same place. All from Japan.
And they all ganged up on you and pointed and laughed and said moustache.
Yeah.
And was this meeting being recorded?
Or live streamed?
Are you now like really popular on like Japanese?
Japan.
TikTok.
Oh,
you're like a meme.
God, no.
When you go to Japan, you'd be like mobbed. You turn the TV and it'd be like some kind of quiz show. It was like, Mustache Girl.
You said you were going to Japan in a couple of weeks. Are you going to see these people?
Yes.
You've got to take a mustache.
Yes.
Yeah, you have to.
Yes. If I were a meme, I would wear a mustache to get just great kudos in Japan. But no, fortunately, it was not being recorded. I mean, I'm rarely rendered speechless. But it was a full mustache and actually bright pink lips. But it was a mustache they and it was the mustache they honed in on. But then I forgot this. I was so panicked when I like turned the thing up. The first thing I saw was the mustache. Quickly turned the camera off, went into the filters, turned the mustache off, but forgot to turn the pink lips off. So I came back on, but they were a sort of shade of pink where I thought, can I get away with this? So then I had to like lift my tea mug to stop the like filter and then like turn the filter off and move it away again. But I can't turn the camera off again. It was awful. It was awful.
But and normally when you put the thing in front, they just sort of shift up or down.
That was the risk. That was the risk. I was like, are they going to disappear or are they going to be a pair of lips in front of the mug? I was like, I had such a cough. I was like, I can't not drink for this whole meeting, so I'm going to have to take the gamble. Fortunately, it paid off. And you know what lulled me into a false sense of security is Richard, shithead, has said to me, oh, there's a tick button here for like put it on every meeting. So in my head, that made me think, oh, well, it won't then stay on for the next meeting. You have to like actively select it. And I was also in a false sense of security because I'd had a meeting that morning on Teams. All fine. So I just like bumbled into this meeting. Fuck's sake. Mustache.
I can't believe you're spinning it as my fault.
What did you say?
I like turned it off, thought I'd got away with it, and they were just like, all ended like laughing, mustache. Fortunately, I'm a very calm character, as you know. I just said, oh, sorry, I was just playing around with my daughter on the Zoom filters. But what I actually said was, I was playing around with my toddler. And then I thought, oh, is toddler a word that if you're in Japan and you're speaking in English business language, would toddler come up? But I thought, fuck it, at this point, it's a write-off. It's an absolute write-off.
I was playing with my toddler. Is that what you call your mustache?
I was playing with my toddler mustache. For the rest of the meeting, all I was thinking about was telling the four of you. So then I was just like perpetually amused for the rest of this meeting, like trying not to be like, you're an absolute moron. Like, if you saw that in a sitcom, you'd be like, there's no way. But my life is basically like a really poorly written sitcom where just like basically lowest common denominator stuff happens.
Well, thank you for sharing that. And now a sketch. Yeah. 1,000 sketches in 1,000 days. Day 841. Sketch 978. Defunct Studio.
People of the pod, we're going to do a sketch for you. It is one of those little rare beauties that features the totality of the crew. So Alistair's number one, Laura's number two, Simon's number three, Dan's number four, and I'm number five.
Sorry, one more time.
One more time, what?
Which one was I? Three.
Two.
Two, sorry.
Oh, look, this is the word, like, the almost the worst thing is that you never listen. But the second worst thing is that you say, I don't know who I am, and then you just guess. Like, don't fucking waste my time. Okay, I don't know which one I am. Steve! There isn't a Steve. No. Ow!
Look, it's normally the girl one. Numbers confuse me, all right? So it's fair. Normally I don't need to listen because I just look for the name like Pam or Jill or Mary. But today, I need a number.
Two is a feminine number.
Okay. Fine. Five.
Three's got more curves.
You make a valid point. Go on.
Hindparts and coronets.
Passport to Quimlicka.
Pussy Galore.
The Titfield Thunderbolt.
The man under the white suit.
The lady drillers.
The Lavender Hill Knob.
The Titfield Underpants.
When I get that feeling, I want sexual healing.
The clit sealed munter hole.
Nah, I think that's enough, thanks. There you go.
Right. Sorry. I'm not really sure what's going on.
They're all Ealing films slightly sexualized. The Ealing films being films made by the Ealing Studios between 1928 and 1956.
So right up to date references.
And what exactly, obviously, Rich, who wrote this sketch, obviously, had come up with first, which was sexual Ealing, and obviously then wrote a sketch to make that sentence go in. Would that be correct?
That would be exactly correct.
He's done you there. He's absolutely done you.
I mean, I think Rich has done it very nicely. Yeah. The Lavender Hill Knob is definitely funny.
I think for those 80-year-olds that get the reference, they'll be rolling in the aisles.
Even I get the reference. And I've hardly seen any films. I have watched three of these.
Is it referenced in Morse or Poirot? Because then you'd be all over it like a rash.
Yeah, they're great. The Lady Killers is a fantastic film.
The Lady Killers
Kind
is
Hearts
very
and Coronets is great. Passport to Pimlico is good. I'd say they're all good. I've not seen every single one here. You should watch it, Laura. You'll like it.
Peter Sellers, noted. Herbert Lom.
Yeah.
Alec Guinness.
I'm about that. Yeah, all right.
It sounds like you're doing a version of Vogue. Peter Sellers, Herbert Lom, Alec Guinness.
Amazing.
Lady Killers in a flat.
What the hell do you think of that?
Yes, they weren't in a flat. They were in the kind of terrace house, weren't they? So fuck that up.
They were in a flat. They were renting a flat within it.
They were rented. They rented a room, didn't they? You're quite right. Yeah.
They
were like lodgers.
They had the runs. Shat.
1,000 Sketches in 1,000 Days was written by the Albion Basement. It was performed by Laura Taylor, Dan Mitchell, Alistair Turvett, Richard Catherall, and Simon Toohey. It was produced by Alistair Turvett. The music is by The Evenings. See you tomorrow.